I just love it that the days are getting longer. There's just something about light that engenders joy and hope. And even though we no longer need our fireplaces and our candles for light, we keep them around because of that emotional response they bring. We don't need candles on the altar to read the service book anymore, but we keep them to remind us of the presence of Christ, the light of the world. But not just Christ today. We just heard him say, you are the light of the world. And when someone is baptized here, I give them a candle that's lighted from the Paschal candle, which is lit to proclaim Christ's death and resurrection. And I say to them, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And even the infants look back into my eyes, probably because they've got this flame, but nevertheless, they appear to focus fully and solemnly on those words. It gives me chills. It reminds me that the point of letting others see your good works is so that they will thank and praise God, that God is blessing the world through you. Through you, the salt of the earth. That metaphor of Jesus has become a common figure of speech. It refers to a person who's thoroughly decent, dependable, unpretentious. Salt and light. Sounds like a big burden to carry, just trying to live up to being a Christian. Sounds like we're being charged to season and preserve the world, to make a positive difference, and that we're to shine with good works. Yes, friend, good works. No wonder those babies look at me so solemnly. And yet, Jesus says a little bit later, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And he can say that because being salt and light is not stated as a command, but as a fact. Jesus doesn't say you will be, or you should be, or you have to be, or even that you should try to be, or worse, you better be salt and light. No, he says you are the salt and light of the world. It's what God made you, because that's what it means to be in a right relationship with God. The new righteousness that Jesus brings is not produced by you, but it's a gift from God who gives you a new identity. Being in a right relationship with God means you are righteous, means that God has made you righteous. Made you righteous, because that's what Jesus does for you as being God with us, being Emmanuel, God with you, God in a relationship with you. Jesus doesn't give the disciples instructions on how to be salt and light. Rather, he just tells them, that's what they are. You are salt and light. It's not a command. It's not a threat. It's a commission. It proclaims your identity and commissions you to go out and just be the person you've been called to be. Jesus isn't asking his followers to earn their salvation, but he's calling us to live out the salvation and discipleship that's already been given to us. And it's part of our job and part of our gift. One question is not to ask, shall I be light? The question is to ask, how will I let my light shine? For one thing, light has the job of illuminating the work of God in the world, the work that God's doing and the work of God that's being done by others. So part of being light is pointing out the good stuff that's going on in the world. And in this age of blaming and negative shaming of others and demonizing, our conversations could use some light that puts the spotlight on God's good intention for the world and the people that are promoting those good intentions. I want to walk as a child of the light, so we shall know the joy of Jesus. We sang at the beginning of worship this morning. And in a little bit, we're going to sing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine." Jesus is the light of the world, and he tells us we are too. How awesome! You share his mission, even if you hadn't planned to. Consider the variety of ways that you bring light into darkness, and how, as salt, you create dependable stability for others when they're anxious around you, and you enhance the flavor of life for those that you care for. Consider what a difference you've made with your words of encouragement to others, with your faithful work in the places where you work and play. Consider the volunteering you've done, and the prayers you've offered, or the protests you've been a part of, or the promises you've made and kept. Maybe you've been unimpressed with the smallness of your acts and the limited effect they seem to have had. Don't be. Small is how God most often acts to change the world. A small infant in a small town, in a small province. An ordinary woman, Rosa Parks, on an ordinary bus route, on an ordinary day, in a very ordinary city, in a state low on the best places to live place list. Rather than ranting about the worst and darkest stuff, shine your light on those small things that project hope rather than fear. God says through Isaiah, "If you remove the yoke, the oppression of others, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and care for the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness." And you don't need to be afraid of risking your own comfort by doing this, because you can trust that God will guide you and satisfy your needs and strengthen you. And if it seems small, guess what? God promises that you are raising up the foundations of many generations, and that history will call you a restorer of brokenness. Yes, you. So don't withhold loving acts from others out of fear. The opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. And our reptile brain parts want to operate on fear. But the Bible tells us that perfect love casts out fear. That's what it means to be saved. To not fear even death, and so be free to act in love. And so you are free to be light and salt. The salt of the earth, as we said, is a person who's decent, dependable, and unpretentious. But you know what? Salt of the Earth is also the title of a Rolling Stones album, a film about a miners' strike, and a documentary about Palestinian Christians in the northern West Bank. Salt also has a purifying mission, like yours. And it's a flavor enhancer, like you, acting to make something better. Being salt, says Isaiah, is to loose the bounds of injustice, to let the oppressed go free, to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house. When you're this salt, then your light shall break forth like the dawn. And as the psalmist says, light shines in the darkness for the upright. They shall not be afraid. They have given freely to the poor, and their righteousness lasts forever. This is the exceeding righteousness that Jesus proclaims, and he fulfills, exemplifying the perfect, faithful living in a covenantal relationship with God, a relationship only possible for us as a gift from God. Left to ourselves, we cannot be faithful. So living justly is as much a matter of receiving as it is of giving, receiving that right relationship with God that Jesus gives us. In being here today, you are receiving it, proof that you are salt and light. Just your presence offers the rest of us a ministry of presence. Just your being here is a source of hope for all of us. Then add to that the gifts that you bring, material and spiritual. Add to that the experience that you share with each other here, and the experiences that you'll go out from here and have, and that will become a positive part of our world. The world needs salt and light now more than ever. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services has settled more than 500,000 refugees, beginning in 1939 with the European refugees fleeing after World War II and during it. And then Vietnam and China, now the Middle East. Sharing with the hungry and bringing in the homeless poor is something that's part of Lutheran DNA. All of us have different viewpoints about how to achieve faithful outcomes, but we all agree we want them. Being salt and light, we pray for each other. We pray to understand each other. We pray for the wisdom and courage to speak to each other in love. God is not done with us, with you. Jesus is still making promises, and God is still blessing. And Jesus is still changing us all. And for that we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.